Beginn der Karin darf man sagt, dass man kann auf Chafres beginnen mit Beis, beginnt das Marta, beginnt das die Gemara, Bila Hamavis, that the death will be swallowed up for eternity. Now, where does that come into the topic of our Mishnah, which we're talking about mourning, is, and talking about what the, it's going to be loss of love, is Kedela Sam with the Batayb is to end on a good note. And the reason Mishnah the Maid Cotton is Saib Said Maid, because Maid Cotton is the end of Said Maid. And so, but since the end, we didn't want to end off with the punishment of mourning, we want to end on a good note. And actually, Mahai Taimah, actually, it's from that reason that Matatza Rabbi Biakim aligns. He answers, he says, Hada Aschel Seyed Nashim Matatza Nashim. Why does Seyed Nashim start off with Masechta Yevamos? And the first opening halacha is 15 women that are widows, that their husband died without any children. Avagav to Aschel Peperanos Le Maschel. We don't generally start off with elements of punishment. Yamin Mishnech, like the Gemara says, Mabast of Kav Chesim and Aleph. On that, but the answer is because the same, we're doing a connection of Puranis, the Maid Katan, the punishment of Maid Katan, which the end spoke about mourning of Avelis, it's the Puranis, the Yavamis, to the punishment of Yavamis, because there's a Bechin, the Puranis, the Puranis, the Nechamas, the Lechamta, we have the parishes of the Nechamas next to Nechamas, and Puranis next to Puranis, and since we end with Puranis, therefore we start off with Puranis, and that's if Maid Katan is the end, and not Chagiga. Kinnak says, Master, begin with the Gemara, said, Kiyo Melch Yehuda. Now, the truth is, what are we saying that he did one thing and therefore they did mourning for sure the sons of Rabbi Shmuel? It means Sadi Gamaha, yeah. Of course, he was a totally righteous person. But in the Sukkim over there, we don't find that anything more. Kim Shatibal House Yumayam, and it did more than just he took Yumayah for out of from the mud. And still we say that they made such a mourning. Obviously, it's just for that itself that would have been sufficient to have such a great husband. Sinek says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Yunachim Ksiv. Now, Ksubis, on the Samachtesim base, Padashna, we explained Bin Acher in a different way, Shleika Pesha Kunchadacha, not like the way Rashi says over here, which that was how Rashi says actually in Ksubis, but that was the manuscript Taisis had, that officially Rashi was saying that according to Diktuk, it cannot be Yenachim and going on those who are consoling. It has to be Yenuchim, that's going on the mourner. Taisis disagrees with Rashi, holds that actually from Diktuk, it actually could be Yenachim. But since you could technically read it as Yenochim, even though we don't read it like that, but since it's written like that, therefore you could expound that it's going on the mourner that he sits Bereish. Kinnik says, Master Begin with the Gemara, Velita Moni of Rishon. Because Ashtay tells us that the Kayan also takes the first portion that he wants. Now, Pirishlis explains, what that means is, Yesh Li Yisrael Litan Loi. It means that the Yisrael should give him the first portion, Abel Hu Ein Loi Litan, but he should not take on his own. Because I mean, Makam Shnagel, like the Moses, something of Nun and Beis, Hanusin Ein, the Bechel Yavahu, whoever puts his eyes on the best portion, he doesn't see a Simon Bracha forever, so the Kayan shouldn't take on his own, rather let the Yisrael give it to him. But says Tashmi and Yerli, however it appears to me, the Kayan, Kibin Shazel Dina says, this is his rights, this is his law, Yochel Ere Simon Bracha, he actually could see a Simon Bracha of taking the first portion. But Nasan, that says that you should give him the true mobility, not say and take it on his own. Here it's not called taking the matanis, because he's not really taking it on his own. He's just seeing what it is that he wants. But he tells him to give it to him because he's getting it anyway. So he could technically take it because they're waiting for him and they're telling him. Unlike there, where he's like, it's not really his and he's coming to take it, that's where it says, but Nasan, then he shouldn't take. Shall return to you the third parak in Masechtas Ma'akot, parak Veil Megachim, which spoke about the laws of Chol HaMoed and the laws of mourning. And we have completed Masechtas Ma'akot, which spoke about the small minor holiday that of Chol HaMoed, with Taisis, with Siyata Dishmaya Malzatov.